how things are moving along with respect to right to repair today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In the past 4 years, the federal government and more states have enacted laws and policies to advance what is known as right to repair. Basically, this removes restrictions on equipment users from fixing their own devices, including ag machinery. Ross Pfeiffer heads the Center for Agricultural and Shale Law at Penn State University.
Is this momentum for state legislation going to continue? Because we definitely have seen that in the last few years. And is that going to continue moving forward where we have a larger number of states, a larger number of products that are provided or that are covered under right to repair? And then will we see federal legislation?
Pfeiffer says it's conceivable.
So we have kind of this parallel track. We have legal developments. We also have kind of the voluntary process as well. Whether progress is being made, I think that's probably an issue for people to make their own determination as to what they believe progress constitutes, but there definitely are legal developments that have taken place. Whether that is ultimately going to satisfy the demand that farmers have, we'll have to wait and see.
To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.